50, because I just thought it's stupid. 50-year-old guy playing to these kids and stuff, but then, you know, they still like to come.
Assert your individuality. Don't follow the crowd. That's what I say.
I like playing anywhere where people are very enthusiastic, and they seem very enthusiastic. Yeah.
Hey, on the side, cutting door. shoot till we fall off the stoop. Take a sheet of party, push up the game. Fill up on the air, up in a game. We need to come to the chase, it's a part of the game. I was a rich family, I was a few. Sister was a doctor, man, I was just a devil. You come on with the how do you do? And you need a drink before I leave. Still on my ear, up in the same way. Everybody was checking till you saw the key. Drop off in a homicide, just a fiction. Got one of those high down with a 46. Your whole family used to be rather big. He shot me, you ever think of the name? No, I'm lying here. Don't be a gateway. The party won't take me to be a son of a geek. Been out of the sun, but you're showing out of the sun. Go and see a doctor, see where you're alive.
I enjoy playing. I love playing sort of loud guitar, and you travel around. I like that as well. So it's a really nice life. It's quite hard, and at our level, you have to carry your own gear and all that. That's not particularly romantic, but it's a nice thing to do. You know, I mean, the alternatives often are not very good. You know, like working in a shop or something. Or being a TV presenter or something.
Don't want anything boring like that. The other thing is the world is opening up. The world's getting smaller. I mean, when we first started, nobody played in Hungary. Now lots of bands come here, and we were one of the first to come here. And it's you're enabled to use it to play to people that, for the first time, still. You know, there's still a lot of towns we go to where we've never played. We've done over 3,000 shows probably, and yet we're still going to places where we've never played before. So that's really cool.
And also, particularly, you know, when you come to the East, you meet kids and they go, I always dreamed I see your band. I think it's never possible, you know. Yeah, yeah. You see? And there we are playing. So that's always quite nice, you know. And, yeah, that sort of thing. I think that makes it sort of worthwhile, doesn't it?
You just have to work hard at it. It's just hard work. You just have to keep going and do the job to make the records.
It's all up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, I think... I think basically, if you still enjoy it, then you have the energy to do it, so that keeps you carrying on doing it. I think that's and I think that's quite important.
Speak to me, you mighty Magyars. One you should well know. This one we wrote a long time ago when we lived in Berlin, and it was about all the people in the East. And this one's called Truths. Ah, but tomorrow. Thank you. could it? Hard times coming.
We have a new solution.
Yeah, we want it quick.
We get it frustrated.
It's making us sick.
We ain't got a bright future.
We're body of the never, never. Don't wanna be city prisoners.
You ain't
coming in forever. She don't come.
It's not really about politics. I think most of the songs, even Troops of Tomorrow, it's not really, I don't think, well, maybe that one is slightly political, but essentially it's just, a lot of it's just kind of normal kind of girl boy romance stuff, you know, bit of black humour in it. That's it really, you know, it's kind of, I don't think there's any massive huge message in there. But maybe, you know, the fact that we enjoy doing it, that is the message, you know.
Well, I think also just that one of the things that we're sort of for is that people are individuals, that you don't become sheep and follow the trends, and you make up your own mind and go your own way in life, which is what we've always done. I think that's very important, and to get that personal freedom into your life to do what makes you happy.
What do you think about the bands, the punk bands, who are keen on politics?
That's great. If that's what they're saying, I think there's a place for everything, and I think that's very good that they do that. Yeah.
I never sure think sometimes some of them, you know, they hated Margaret Thatcher, you see. So when the Labour Party get in, you think, well, what are they going to do now? But then they hate the Labour Party. This kind of doesn't make sense. But I think a lot of them do. I think actually it does focus a lot of kids onto politics, which they probably wouldn't have thought about. But I'm never sure if they're picking up the right message from those bands, because lots of those early bands, they hated Margaret Thatcher, but basically if you're in a band, you're in a small business, and Margaret Thatcher essentially championed small businesses. So really, you should have, they should have really been liking Margaret Thatcher, you see. And they have these sort of messages, you know, and, you know, they, and they're all a bit simplistic, and I'm not sure that they're very realistic, you see, but the slogans sound really good, you know. It's sort of like The Clash going, I'm so bored with the USA or something, or, you know, and then they go and live there or something, you know, it's sort of a bit like that.
He's having a good time, but he don't let us know. Never had no money, he took a hairball. You know he's gonna make it. You know you're smelling the hit. When it's all out, you know that about. When it's all out, wow, take that table, moonshine.
You know that she's living
in a fallout zone. Oh, you are a music, and a broken home. She's got a young body, and she's got a young mind. Let me sit on your cheetah song. When it's all out, you know that about. When it's all out, wow, take that tape, little shot.
Subs very nice guys, they're easy to get on with, so you know, it's all right. They probably hate us though.
We all get on with each other, we're all sort of friends, we know each other, we do a lot of festivals in England, and
we come from the same time period, you know, sort of 76, 77.
Two great bands for the price of one. Mm-hmm. It's a good deal. We have a lot of fun, we get a lot more people into the shows. It just works really, really well. So we tried it once and it didn't work well, so we stuck with it. So it's good fun to do every year. It's something to look forward to every year, you know.
Essentially, I think after you've done it for 5 years, you know, you're kind of used to doing it and you just get on with people. And I don't think it's difficult. You just sort of, you know, and also you wouldn't have difficult people in the band. So, you know, if somebody wasn't getting on, you wouldn't sort of have them in the band. It's too much trouble.
You know, I love you, darling, come on. Won't you be my girl?
you be my girl?
Turn on the rockering.
Actually, we're getting old now, so our future's fairly limited. But you know, maybe another 5 or 10 years or something. You can never tell, can you? You know.
When is the point when you feel that the musician should stop and
When you've got enough money in the bank.
No, well, I think dead.
No, I think if it's too difficult, if you, you know, you've got your legs are broken, you can't play, or you got, you know. But I think if you enjoy it, people want to see you. So I was thinking, well, even if I was 80, if there was a demand, you know, I could just go on and sing six songs. You know, I could be held up by nurses or something and sing six songs or something to people.
Well, John Lee Hooker made more money in his 70s than he made in the rest of his life, so good for John Lee Hooker. Let's do the same.
Job there. You might have seen him before. From Finland, the one and only Keith. Thank you. On the bass there, Pete. Thank you. Right, at the back here, on the drums, like me all the way from 1976. Guy put the band together. One and only Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you hear Mercy, won't you?
When you come to see us, hopefully you'll enjoy the band and maybe buy some records, or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
CDs.
Please buy a million of our albums so that I can pay for my divorce.
Hopefully people will like us and they'll, you know, we'll be invited back, you see. And I mean, it's very, very lucky that after 30 years we're able to, you know, still be playing, you know. So that's always very nice. And hopefully one day we always dream of having a hit record.
Jam on, you saw him at a bit. Let's get along. I thought they were too far from the hill over the edge of the world. Did it for the money and the girls. My last piece of a horror story. This guy who's lost, wait for me. Let all this fade away. 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 Oh, no. Oh, no. Check out the moon and the moon. Sailors back from the ocean. Pretty girl by the dozen.
Hey, I'm a little. shit my dinner in the air.
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
We ain't a city girl. My girl is a real Virginia. When I make a put, she be here. And I want my dinner real quick.
My food's coming and shoving in the brick. Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
I ain't shit my dinner in the air.
Hey, hey,
I'm a little bit of a rat.
When I see a girl, I think,
oh, yeah. Never give up, I sleep on the train. What do you think of?
I'm insane.
I work a good journey to the women. Really, look,
you got it coming.
Faces in the picture of attitude. Talk back, I always hit her. I feel they are totally sick.
I'm just telling them, suck my dick. Hey, hey, I'm a little bit of a rat.
Oi, bitch, hit my dinner in the air.
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
We ain't a city girl. I can't get out my shoe, clean my flint. Do the washing, put out the can. Wanna drink loud and watch TV. Then have you look down on me.
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
Oi, bitch, hit my dinner in the air.
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
We ain't a city girl. I can't get. Go to a show. I turn, I ain't queering. What's wrong with porno?
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
My bitch hit my dinner ready, yeah.
Hey, hey, up a little cigarette.
We ain't a cigar.
That's all good.
Yeah! right, we have to do one of these. This one is called Sheena is a Punk Rocker. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pigs are all humped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. They're going to go, they're going to the discotheque. They're going to go. But she can't cook. She can't cook. Here it comes. Oh yeah, oh yeah. 1, 2, 3, about she that is. Barra Cashina is. Barra Cashina is.
Worldwide Riot.
Koncert a Margit-szigeti szabadtéri színpadon. Holnap 17:30 perckor az M2-n.